Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy, and today's guest we have with us, Adrena Clark, a lady of influence. And Adrena is going to talk to us a little bit about her book, her movement, how she stays motivated to empower other women, how she presses past the pain. And welcome, Adrena. How are you this morning?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be on the show today.
I appreciate you joining us. So we're just going to hop right in, and if you can just kind of tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and where you're from and just a teeny bit of who Adrena Clark is and your story.
Okay. I am Adrena Clark. I do reside here in Charlotte, but I am from Rockingham, North Carolina, which is a small town away from Charlotte. But I am the author of Are You a Lady of Influence? And I am a coach. And through writing my book in 2008, I didn't realize what I was writing at the time, but in 2013, I went through a life transition that actually made me start the movement, A Lady of Influence, and understanding that there are so many other women who go through different transitions in life, and you have two choices, whether to overcome and be a lady of influence or stay in your situation and become bitter and hate the world for what you had to go through.
Okay, so in your story, if you can just brief us, what exactly was the pain that pushed you to actually start the Lady of Influence movement?
Oh, my goodness. I actually went through a broken engagement that literally broke me. 2 months before my wedding date, the guy of my dreams who I fell madly in love with would actually thought we were on a path to do an assignment for God together. We were both Christians. We were both working in our ministry together. And we fell in love very quickly. He proposed. And 2 months before the wedding date, he sent me an email while I was at work and told me he changed his mind. So going through that transition, which took about 18 months from the beginning to the end to actually walk away from what was actually killing me, I understood who I was supposed to be and who I was called to be and as a lady. So we can think that we know who we are, but when we are actually broken and have to be rebuilt, that's when we know who we are and can walk in our assignment and the calling that we have on our life. So I thought that I was going to get married to this guy, but that didn't happen. Although I did love him, and I do believe within my heart it was not just a great feeling or whatever. I did love him, but I had to understand that he had a sickness that was bigger than me. And sometimes we look at a sickness as someone laying in the bed that has to take all this medicine or has to go through surgery. But some people have a sickness that they need help with. And either you can stay there and try to be God for them, or you have to actually walk away and allow them to be healed on their own. So that's what I did. I made the decision to walk away and didn't really want to. That was the struggle. I was trying to decide, now, am I supposed to walk away or is this a test for our relationship? But it became so heavy that I was losing myself that I had to make a decision. I have to walk away and become hope. But in that process, I found out who I am, and I know that I have a purpose and a destiny to help other women overcome their pain to become a lady of influence.
And, you know, Adrena, that is a really powerful message because, you know, for you to be engaged to someone and thinking that you're about to get married and for them to actually send you an email to call off of a wedding that, you know, I'm sure that took months of planning, you know, how did you move past that pain of it not breaking you? Because a lot of instances where, as women, we're very emotional. And a lot of times we allow things, especially something of that magnitude, that was really, you know, huge for you to push past that pain? At what point in your life did you say, I can't let this situation define who I am as a lady?
It actually took time. It took so much time, and I didn't realize how much time it took. I believe that it took more time than it was supposed to because I isolated myself. I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't want to hear other people's opinions because I didn't trust what they had to say. I didn't trust that I had a safe place to hear people because I heard a lot of opinions because most people didn't like him. So I didn't want to hear what they had to say. Even if they did have truth, I still didn't hear. So I isolated myself for a good 10 to 11 months. And I just went to work, went home, went to church. And we still went to church together. So I still had to see this guy every Sunday. And we would still try to communicate. And so that would keep on opening up the wounds every time we tried to communicate. And finally, we stopped all communication. And the most devastating thing was to find out that he was involved with other women in our church together. So that really took me to another place mentally. I was broken mentally, socially, and spiritually. I did not close my ears to hear God, but I closed myself from being fed. So my storm kind of went a little longer than really what it was supposed to, I think, because I was just closing things. So I was dealing with things on my own, and I was hearing all of these different voices on trying to break me. That's when it became an internal thing for me, because all types of thoughts came to my head. I didn't want to live, basically. So I didn't try to put a gun to my head. I didn't try to overdose or anything like that, but I was praying, asking God to take me. So every day I was like, okay, God, I don't want to live. Can you just please take me today? But that didn't happen. So I had to realize, okay, there's a great plan.
Thank goodness.
Yes. So I had to say, you know, okay, since I'm going to live, what am I supposed to do? So realizing that there are ladies who are laying in a hospital bed dealing with all types of sicknesses. We're dealing with domestic violence this month. We're dealing with breast cancer awareness this month. You have a story that other people need to hear. You have to get out of that bed. Even if you don't want to, you have to get out of that bed because there are other people that are behind you going through the same thing, and you have to be the one to help them overcome. So it's not about you.
So you basically took your pain and your triumphs, and you're using it now to be able to motivate and empower women to get past pain that they actually may be going through at this time.
Absolutely. That is
now
all
what
that
message?
That is,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Adrena.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What message right now would you be able to say to women that may be going through something? It may not be your situation per se, but would have been broken by a man some sort of way, and they feel that they can't move forward?
Even on this day, I still have to remind myself that I have to take ownership of where I am. I have to take ownership of what happened. I can't always shift blame on other people. I can't even shift blame on him because I know that the process still is an individual process for me. So I have to take ownership of this happened. The pain was real. I have to move forward. I have to know that there was still a message in that mess, and there is purpose in my pain. And not for a cliche of saying, but it happened for a reason, you know. So I encourage women to know, don't lay in your bed of pain. Get up and move forward. Because if you allow yourself to stay there, you'll waste so much time, so much energy, so many years of talking about what happened. And so my question is, well, what are you going to do moving forward?
Okay, so women out there that are listening, I totally agree with you, Adrena, on don't lay in your pain, because as women, we do tend to get stuck when situations occur that causes us emotional pain, and then we become emotionally damaged. And a lot of women today don't know how to press forward past pain once that damage has occurred. So I think that's a great message for women, and hopefully you're actually empowering someone today right this very moment. And so let's talk a little bit about your book and what motivated you to write your book.
The funny thing about it is I wrote my book in 2008, and my book actually started off as a birthday card to a lady who I appreciated in that season of being a lady of influence. And so I was writing the card and realized that the card was just getting so full that I had to add an extra page to it. And so I realized that I'm writing now the outline of my book. And so I continued to write the card, gave her a card, but I continued to rewrite what I had on paper and eventually a book. And like I said, I wrote it in 2008, but I didn't publish it until 2013, not knowing that I was going to have to write out or live out. I had to live out every single word that I wrote. And with the book, initial start was to become a book of encouragement to other ladies and to speak to where they are, because it's very transparent. I'm telling about my story, my life journey, different things of what I did or had to go through growing up. But through my process of going through the broken engagement, I had to ask myself daily, and it helped me get through it. So that's why I had to ask myself daily, are you a lady of influence? So I had to live out every single word that I wrote in that book. And that's why I realized that the book did not get published beforehand, because it had to become so authentic within me for me to actually sell it and to help other women.
So basically, the book was written before you went through your situation with the engagement, getting broken off, and so forth, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so then you kind of had to go and live by those words that you wrote as far as a lady of influence is concerned.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, of course, we don't see the future. So
no.
We never know what steps that we're ordained to take. And sometimes I think we try to create our own plan for our own lives. And you and I know that on a spiritual connection, that's not the case. Unfortunately,
absolutely,
we make plans and, you know, they always say, you know, if you want to make God laugh, tell him what your plans are.
Absolutely.
But I think he uses your purpose to keep you fulfilled and to actually get you where you are today, and that's to motivate other women. Now, the Lady of Influence movement, I mean, I just think it's awesome. And I did, you know, go to your webpage, and I read a lot of what you do and what the Lady of Influence is all about, and I think it's a great movement. So in the movement of a Lady of Influence, talk to us a little bit about what exactly is the movement of a Lady of Influence.
Well, the movement is more than just me. I am the founder, but it goes way beyond me and my situation. It includes, of course, me and speaking and motivating women and things like that, but it's also an academy for women to become a lady of influence. I have an academy starting from the age of 13 beyond. The Young Ladies of Influence is from 13 to 18, and we have different courses for those young ladies in the boot camp, learning leadership skills, business skills to become business owners, even young authors, different etiquette classes and learning your self-worth and things of that nature. Then it goes into the Ladies of Influence in Charge, and we have courses on becoming a coach, becoming an author, branding your business. So it's more than just me talking or me encouraging, but it's also building women to become a lady of influence. And I encourage women to definitely go on my website, definitely get in contact with me and join the movement. And my goal is to travel the world to encourage and empower women to become ladies of influence.
And Adrena, if one wanted to sign up for your programs or your boot camp, how would they be able to do that?
You can go on my website, www.aladyofinfluence.com, and click the contact tab and just send me your information, or on each page it's my email address. You can email me and we can set up a consultation over the phone and we can go from there. And basically that is free, but there are some costs to different information that you may want to receive and different workshops and things like that. If someone, because I'm sure that this radio station is live all over, so if someone even in California that want to get in contact with me, and we can set up some time, we can meet and we can set up a mastermind out there. So it's not limited to just Charlotte. We can set it up anywhere to get your movement going wherever you are, because you are a lady of influence in whatever arena that you're in. There is someone that is sitting in a position right now. You have been overlooked for a job, and you know that you have the qualifications for a position, but you've been overlooked. That's because you're probably supposed to start your own company. So you have to lead in whatever area that you're in. Don't accept people looking over you. Don't accept people looking down on you. Don't accept thinking that you're not good enough. You are. It's just you're in your process of realizing that there is something greater in you. So you have to take the initiative, take the responsibility that I got to do what I got to do to become who I'm supposed to be.
Now, Adrena, as a lady of influence and a motivational speaker, what are some of the challenges you would say you face far as the entrepreneurship piece of your business is concerned?
Well, there are many challenges. But I have to talk to myself. I can do this. I am a lady of influence. There are many challenges, especially when you're stepping out on faith to do what you know that you've been called to do. I was not handed the silver spoon in my mouth that I have millions of dollars that I can go into. So there are many sacrifices that
would
I have
nice,
to make.
Right?
Right, exactly. But that's part of the, being a lady of influence. I will set up a legacy for my children that it would be passed down to them, that they would have something to start off with when they get of age to do what God called them to do. But as for me, many challenges, even if it's financial, you know, but you just can't stay there because there are many, many different resources that you can take. But things that I have been faced with, to be honest and very, very transparent, is my family, my mom and my dad both had entrepreneurial skill set. They both had the mindset to do greater things. But I still feel like I'm the first to do what I am doing as far as the empowerment, the movement, things like that. So I feel like I'm out here alone as far as support from people that I know. So I can allow that to be a hindrance, but I don't, because just like you, we met at a networking event here in Charlotte, but most of the people that I have connected with throughout this journey have all been through networking or social media or things like that. All my relationships were built outside of people, the traditional support. So I'm so grateful for every person that I've connected with and has helped me in any kind of way, as far as even having lunch or over the phone or just a social media message or anything like that. I've met the best people or all my resources through a non-traditional way, and I'm so grateful. So my message to any entrepreneur or person to feel like I want to do this is to do not close doors to people that you don't know, because those would be the people that you need.
Yes. And I have to agree with that because, you know, I think, you know, in my opinion, as a business owner as well, I think a lot of times we depend on people that we think should support us, or we depend on people far as that that may not be that friend that you grew up with. It may not be that girlfriend that you've been hanging with for the last 10 years or so on and so forth. A lot of times when you start to grow in your business, I think that you start to connect with people that are more relatable to what you're doing. So then you start
Absolutely.
To actually, definitely, you develop the circle, kind of what you're doing so you guys can relate to one another. And I think that's really important because I talk to a lot of people and they always, you know, I always get, well, my family's not supportive, my friends are not supportive. And, you know, when you build, when you're building a business, regardless of what that business is, you don't want just support from family and friends because guess what? You won't be able to survive financially off of support from just family and friends. So there's always going to be that, I think, dependency is what I call it, from new entrepreneurs on what they think, you know, family and friends should or should not do, where me personally, I grew, back when I grew my business, I was kind of a lot like you. There were non-traditional folks or people that, you know, I didn't know. And that's kind of where I got my help from. That's where I got my support from. But in entrepreneurship, you know, there's a lot of different areas, you know, you'll have to learn, you know, as you're growing your business. And it's definitely not easy. So I definitely will add to that far as stepping out on faith because a lot of times, you know, what's the number one reason why a lot of women, entrepreneurs, or just entrepreneurs in general, they don't fulfill their dream is because they say they don't have the money to do so. So, Adrena, for those women or entrepreneurs that say they don't have the money to fulfill their dream or to start their business, or they're fearful because that's one of the primary reasons a lot of people do not move forward because of the unknown. So when you say step out on faith, are you saying basically that step out on faith and, you know, and take the chance on you, not just your business, you take the chance on yourself. So is that what you mean far as stepping out on faith and failure not being an option? Because there's a lot of people right now that's in a 9-to-5 that's probably listening to us that want to start a business. And for that very reason of funding, or whatever, or they're apprehensive because of fear or what have you, they have not started their business. So what would you tell those women right now that are apprehensive about starting a business or they say they don't have money to start their business and their dreams are basically on idle?
Well, I definitely would tell them, do not, just because you're still working a 9-to-5, you continue to work on your business. Just as much as you're giving to that man or that time clock, you need to be doubly investing in yourself. So I would operate in integrity because you're still learning where you are and you need those same skills that you're working there. You're going to need them in your business and the same seeds that you sow there, you're going to reap in your own. So operate in integrity at your job, your 9-to-5 job. But when you get home, it needs to be all about your business. Everywhere you go, everywhere you, every all the time that you have, you need to be investing back into your business. And when I say step out on faith, for me personally, I know that being involved or doing something greater than myself, it allowed me to stay so in tune to what God was saying. So when God said move, I had to move immediately. So if I held up or waited a year, waited 2 years, waited 3 years, I'm not really being obedient to God. So he had something for me at that particular time, and I can forfeit my blessing by not doing what he told me to do at that particular time. So the faith of the matter is I have to believe and I have to hear what God has said. So he's going to make sure that every provision that I have, every need that I have, everything that I need, that he was going to make sure that it was taken care of. So it may look crazy to other people, and other people may want to say, well, you need to do this and you need to do that. I'm not listening to you.
Okay.
I'm going to listen to God. So I had to follow that, and that was my faith walk. It still is a faith walk, and it looks crazy. Faith looks crazy because God doesn't speak to the other person about you. He speaks to you about you. So I would definitely say that. But the biggest thing that I would definitely encourage everyone, men and women, is to stay coachable. Stay coachable because a word of advice or a word of direction can come in the next minute from a lady in the grocery store or it can come from your mentor or someone who you look at or look to for advice. It can come from anywhere. So your mind needs to stay open and stay teachable, because if you start overlooking people and thinking that you got it going on or you know the right step, that's when you fall.
And I totally agree with you on that, Audrina. So, and then more importantly, you have to believe in yourself. So, I mean, you can't push forward, you know, and start any new aspect of your life without you believing in yourself, and that's going to be really important. Mm-hmm. Now, Audrina, how would people be able to, outside of your website, we do have that information that you just previously gave us. Can you give us some of your social media handles before we wrap up the interview?
Oh, definitely, please, yes. On Instagram, I'm posting on Instagram all day long. I love Instagram. I'm a Lady of Influence. I have two pages on Facebook. One is a Lady of Influence, and then my coaching page, Audrina T. Clark. And then on Twitter, it's a Lady Speech. And Periscope, a Lady of Influence, Audrina T. Clark.
Okay. Well, Audrina, I just want to thank you so much today for just taking
time
to talk to us, getting your message out, and I know that you motivated or inspired someone today. Actually, you even inspired me, so I think your movement is awesome.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no. The pleasure was definitely all mine, and I look forward to, you know, seeing you nationally out there empowering and motivating women and continuously to make your movement, A Lady of Influence, a national. I'm looking for you on Steve Harvey. I'm looking for you on Oprah.
And we need more women like you. Yes.
And we definitely need more women like you to be a positive influence into the world. And women, I hope you got a message from Miss Audrina Clark. And again, Audrina, I want to thank you for joining us. And everyone, please have a great weekend on purpose.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.